Testing 1-2-3, testing. Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm continuing the dictation on Stacy D. Maxey, M-A-X-E-Y. The next paragraph is current reported medications. No medication list. No meds in the computer. This should have been reviewed and refused with requests. Just leave a blank on the medication list. Dear Dr. Okonski, thank you for referring Maxey Stacy for neurological evaluation with his history of transient lightheadedness and syncope. New paragraph. As you are aware, he has a history of coronary artery disease, bypass grafting, and possible risk factors for thrombosis-related transient ischemic attack, new paragraph. His laboratory testing accomplished in November of 2024 showed evidence for vitamin D deficiency. With a normal post-COVID coagulation panel, fibrinogen activity was slightly elevated, as was the rheumatoid factor and ANA being positive. CCP was non-contributory. CPK was normal. Cardiolipin antibodies were within normal limits. Neoplastic antibodies were negative. Tissue transglutaminase was negative. Autoimmune epilepsy evaluation was negative. The ANA showed a titer of 1:80 with a nuclear speckled pattern, sometimes seen in lupus, Sjögren's syndrome, dermatomyositis, and systemic sclerosis/polymyositis. The ANA screen and pattern analyzer testing was completely unremarkable with absent anticardiolipin antibodies. A B2 glycoprotein IgM antibody was elevated. Which may be seen in arterial or venous thrombosis. for which reevaluation testing was recommended. Rheumatoid factor evaluation was negative, as was the CCP. Comprehensive, neurology, antibody panel was entirely unremarkable, non-contributory. The general medical evaluation showed vitamin D deficiency. New paragraph. In consideration of his referral with the current findings, I would consider re-referral for static and dynamic electroencephalography to exclude syncope slash seizure. With his underlying cardiovascular disease. New paragraph. We will schedule him for reevaluation and follow-up with further recommendations as necessary, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.